All right, Bav Metzia Nun Gimel. What are we up to? My Masha Ein Kein B'Maaser. Right, we had said before that we had brought a brisa. We were talking about Maaser before, and then we brought a brisa which talks about Truma and Bikurim, which says you be Chayav Alei Misa and Chomesh Vasurim Lazarim, and then they belong to the Kohen, and they can go Echad Meya, and they get Rechitza Sedayim, and you need Harav Shemesh to eat them. And all of that is only by Truma and Bikurim. Masha Ein Kein B'Maaser. What does it mean, Masha Ein Kein B'Maaser? This does not apply to Maaser. What doesn't apply to Maaser? So my Masha Ein Kein B'Maaser, Lav Mechad Maaser Batal Beruba. Does that not imply that Maaser Sheni is Batal Berov, as opposed to what we just said, Be'ach Lemea? V'im Isa L'Dechizkiya. And if it's true that Chizkiya believes that Maaser She'ein B'Sheva Bruta, as we said yesterday, in Maaser Sheni, if it doesn't have the value of a pruta, you can sort of, you know, retroactively connect it to the other money that you already brought, that you already deconsecrated onto. So if that's the case, how can you say that? Havalei davar sheish lamatirin. Since it's possible to be poded the produce onto past deconsecrated coins, so it's a davar sheish lamatirin, because you could eat it beheter without having.
But what does this have to do with Chizkiya's law? I mean, we always know that you can be poda Maaser Sheni.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Maaser Sheni falls into a mixture, you could always make the mixture permitted.
Right, we asked this yesterday. Correct. We asked this yesterday.
Or by keeping the whole mixture after you shalayim and eating it.
The cold of sheish lamatir na filo be'elef lo batil. Without chizka, you could have said, here I have this in my notes, you could have said that the Mishnah means that maaser pachal shavaputa, because you can't be poda it, it's like a she'en lo matirin. Oh, you're right. I think what I'm going to say is right, but you're right in the sense that anything is considered a davar sheish lamatirin, and therefore any substantial amount of produce is davar sheish lamatirin, and therefore it would not be batel beruv. But there is a kind of meiser that would not be batel beruv.
Why?
Which is pachas mishavar pruta.
Why not? You could take the whole mixture up to Yerushalayim and eat it.
Right, but let's say you don't have that. Like you already deconsecrated all your produce and you forgot an apple. That apple is less than a shavar pruta. So what are you going to do with it? You can't be podet.
You can still take it to Yerushalayim and eat it. So therefore it's still matir by taking it to Yerushalayim. It fell into now a bushel of apples. So now you've got this bushel of apples. You know one of them is maaser.
Right, why would it not be considered davar sheish lamatirin? Not because of the pigeon, but because of the eating of it.
Right,
because
you could eat it. You just have to eat it in your shalayim.
Yeah, I have that here. Shayev shalal solution and lo. Rashi says she'sach lefarish also pachas shavu puta hu maaser sheni tame. Shayev shalal ochlo. It's maaser sheni. It's pachas shavu puta and it's tame.
Aha.
That's the case. The Gemara doesn't say that, but that's what Rashi says.
Okay.
Tosa says, or it's very far from your shalayim. You can't get it there by the time you eat it. Either way, yeah, it has to be some kind of circumstances that preclude you from doing that. So now it's only a problem of Chizkiya, who says that even a pachas shavu pruta, you could be poda. So why would it be batel beruv? Umimai, demash ein kein b'maaser, de batel beruba. Why would we say that the phrase Masha Ein Kein B'Maaser is talking about batel beruv? Dilma lo batel klal. Maybe it's never batel.
All right, because we said that...
All it said is it's not like Meiser. It's not batel b'echad meya.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's batel beruv. It just means it's not batel b'echad meya. It could be not batel at all. So lam matzis amar hach. You can't say that, says the Gemara. Degale trum, delegabe trum, chumrei de truma katani. Kuli de truma lo katani. It's only given the chumras of truma, but not the kulas of truma. V'ha katani v'hein nichse koin. Wait, what? Sekuli de truma lo katani, and therefore you can't say that the meaning of it
is that it's lo batel.
That's not batel klal because we're teaching about the chumrah of truma. And
if you say that meiser sheni is lo batel klal, that's going to be a chumrah of meiser sheni.
We're only talking about chumras. We're not talking about kulas. Meaning that when we say about truma and it's echad meah, so what we're saying is that it even has the chumra of echad meah as opposed to batel barov. So masha'ein kein b'meiser sheni, what we're saying also is it doesn't have the chumra of echad meah, but that means it reverts back to the default. Not a, you don't go past the default to say a bigger chiddush. It says, wait a second, v'ha'ak katani v'hein nechse koin. But it says nechse kohen, and nechse kohen apparently is a kula by truma because that means the kohen can do whatever he wants with it, as opposed to meiser sheni, which is mama gavoa.
Right, right. The kohen could use his truma to be mekadesh anisha, and he can't use meiser sheni to be mekadesh anisha.
Right. So that is a kula. So it does say some kulas here. So Gemara says lo sakadaitich. Detanya behedja meiser sheni batel beruba. Amru. There's an explicit price that says that you could be batel barov meiser sheni. The master she'ein b'shaver puta. And v'shenichnas u'shalayim v'yatza. I assume again that for according to Rashi, the first one has to be tamei, and the one that came into Yerushalayim and then it was left, and then it left. Once you go to Yerushalayim and then you leave Yerushalayim, so you're not eating it in Yerushalayim anymore, and you can't be potet. So that's a batel barov one. V'imis d'cheskia l'd'cheskia. According to Chizka, you should be able to retroactively connect it to the previous pidyon you did. Says Gemara, midlo parak. He never did one. So that's the very, we're making the case more narrower and narrower in order to make this all make sense. Vinesi meiser di isle, vinistar finhu. So then go bring more meiser and then connect it to that one. Says Gemara, daraisa udrabanan lo mitstarfi. Chiyav daraisa. And a chiyuv d'rabbanan, you can't mix. What are we talking about?
He's saying the meiser sheni and the mixture we're saying is only
meiser sheni shaver puta, less than a shaver puta is d'rabbanan. So you can't literally mix them.
So you can't redeem it.
Right, now you're stuck. Now you're sort of stuck. Why can't Chizkiyah just say, do a meiser sheni mid'raisa? And then after that, is that like a imevatl islach achila kind of thing? That you do the meiser sheni pidyon, and then afterwards, okay, I've got this less than shaver puta piece of meiser sheni. I'm going to just connect to the one I just did, even though you had that one from beforehand. Is that like something you can't do? It only has to be unknown beforehand. I don't know. So either way, you can't do it because less than shaver puta is the rabbanan. So it says Gemara a good chap v'nesi demai. Why don't you bring some demai meiser sheni, and therefore it'll be drabbanan and drabbanan. So Gemara says no dilma asul asul yavadai. Because maybe you're going to come to bring Vadai and do it then. So it's Gzera. To not mix together Daraisa Zerabarans. Vinesi Shtei Prutos. We are trying hard here. Vinesi Shtei Prutos. Why don't you bring two Prutos? Unachal Alayhu, Meiser, Perputo Mechza. Unachal Hai, Alheach Gzera. How's that going to work? That's still. Oh, I see. You're making two Pachos Meshavar Prutos. That's what you're doing. Bless you. You're making one, which is a legitimate, you know, shaver puta meiser sheni pidyon, and then you're creating another pachas of shaver puta, which is also d'rabbanan. You can connect it to this other one. We're really bending over backwards. Mi shaver puta mechza tafsa shtei prutos. Is it really true that one and a half prutas can work to poda two prutas worth? Lo pruta tafsa pruta v'chatzi pruta lo tafsa. You can't break up prutas. I guess I'm just going to say it like that. You can't break up prutas. Hadar havile daraisa udrabanan. Daraisa udrabanan lemasarafi. So then you're back to square one. Daraisa udrabanan. Vinaisi isar. Why don't you bring an isar and not a pruta? Meaning it's not, you know, it's not a problem of breaking up prutas if you're using isaros. So dilma asila. So your prutas, we're worried you're going to be. You're just getting xeris all over here. You're just going from xeric to xeric here. Okay. So, fine. So now, we still have a question, no? Don't we still have a question on Chizkiyah? We have no way to do it. We never answered the question.
So we're saying that's when even from the Chizkiyah, the Meister Sheni of less than a pruta is in a mixture cannot be
right.
redeemed.
That's the conclusion.
Right.
So it doesn't work. So there's no bittul berov according to Chizkiyah. There's no way to explain that brisa. Ad kan. Okay, I don't know. Maybe you can eliminate some of the other pruta, some of the other. Maybe he doesn't hold the gezera of demai asi la suye daraisa. Maybe he doesn't hold that it was nichnas yushalayim. You can understand different ways of saying this. So and if she nichnas yushalayim v'yatzav amai v'lihad v'nei alei, why can't you
just go back to
yushalayim? Bishinitzma, we should have said that first. Vinifrike, so then you could be mechalad. Amar Rabbi Elazar minayin l'maaser sheni shinitzma shepodin oso. How do you know that to be poda? Maaser sheni tame. Afilu bishlam shenemar kilosul chal seyso. Main says ela achilas shenemar veisamaseis meyes panav, which is from Yosef and the brothers. So there we know it has to be only something you can eat. You're not allowed to eat it. Oh, this is just teaching us you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni Tamei. Lo Suchal say so. You can't. And Vinifrike to Amar Rabbi Elazar Minayin L'maaser Shepodin Oso. You can be podet because of this puzzle. Lo Suchal say so. Lo Suchal say so. He interprets to mean something you can't eat. You're allowed to be podet. Ela b'lakuach because so therefore says the Gemara. No, what's the case about the Maaser Sheni that you can't be podet? It was already bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni.
This is food that you bought in Yerushalayim with your Kesef Maaser Sheni.
Uh-huh.
Now it has the...
It can't be poda again?
Right.
Once you've already been poda and used that money for buying fruit, you can't be repoda it. So lakuach b'chesef Maaser Sheni and amli frikei, I thought you can. It's not the Mishnah says. Lakuach b'chesef Maaser Sheni nishnitzma yipoda. If it is bought produce from Maaser Sheni funds, but then it became Tamei, so then you can be poded. Rabbi Yehuda Damar Yikaver. No, it's like Rabbi Yehuda says you have to bury it. That's what we're talking about. Before we were bending over backwards to say it's like Rabbi Yehuda, now we're saying it's like Rabbi Yehuda to go the other direction. Rabbi Yehuda, my area, Yatza, I feel like it's a Nami. We could have said that with the Tamei part. Right, what does coming out of Yerushalayim have to do with anything? Just make it Tamei. If it's Tamei, since it's no good, Rabbi Yehuda's going to have to bury it. Ela Ola Ambetahor, Uma Yatza, Denafu Mechitzos. What? The walls of Yerushalayim went down, and therefore what? It's no longer, you can no longer eat fruit there. Because that's the Levnei Hashem Lekach Tochlano. And once the Meisir, Olam, we're throwing away all the other Gukimtas we just made.
Yeah.
Where there's no Matirin at all, because it's Tahor, but you can't eat them in Yerushalayim anymore. You're not Yotze anymore. V'am Ravim Chisal Achol. The concept of going into Yerushalayim and not being able to go back is only midrabanan. Ki goes rabanan, ki is new mechitzos. And the only time that the gzera would apply midrabanan is when there are mechitzos. Ki leis new mechitzos, lo goes rabanan. When there are no walls, so then there would not be a gzera at all. So therefore, once the wall falls down, you should always be able to be podet. And therefore, it's a derivation of Matirin. So how could everybody go to Barov again? So lo plug Rabbanan ben dis nulchitzos ben leis nulchitzos. It makes sense to say that it only applies when there are walls, but it applies regardless, even when there are no walls. I wonder if we pass like that today. I don't see any notes, but this one has one. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes Chad Katani Meiser Sheni She'en Bo Shavar Puta She'nichzus Shlam V'yatza. Okay, what does this mean? Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, Amar, Rav Sheches. That the Braisa doesn't mean to say Maaseh Sheni is about to be Rov.
It's not no chada katani. It's one case. Maaseh Sheni she'ein bo shava pruta shenichnas liYerushalayim.
Oh, shenichnas liYerushalayim.
That's
yeah.
What's
okay. So Amai, we're going to go through this whole thing again. Nihadar una ayulei v'nechlei. Go back to Yerushalayim. Tenafel mechitzas. V'nifka dehamar rabbi mechitzas leachol daras mechitzas lekolot derabanan. Kikaz rabbanan kisim lechitzas lezim mechitzas lekaz rabbanan. Lo plug rabbanan. Fine. Ihachi my area ain bo shavar pruta. What does shavar pruta have to do with anything? I feel yesh bo nami. There's still a problem. You have vatzal barov because there's no pigeon and no achila.
Right.
So then what are we playing around with shavar pruta anymore? So Gemara says, Lomi by Kamar. Lomi by Yeshbo. It's not even a question when there is a Shavar Pruta that it's about to be Rov. De Kaltan Le Mechitzos. Because the Chachamim say, once you're inside of where the walls were, so then you can't be Poden anymore. About Einbo, but when there's no, it's not even Shavar Pruta. Emma, maybe you could say, Lo Kaltu Le Mechitzos, that maybe the walls don't change anything about Shavar Pruta. It's just a little thing. Kamash Malan, it does. That even by Maaseh Sheni, which doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, the Chachamim made a gezeira that once it goes into Yerushalayim, so then you can't be poded anymore. And the only way you can get rid of it, or the only way that it can be, deconsecrated, is Bittul Barov. I don't know how you do that, but... Okay. Tan
Rabbanan. I mean, you certainly can't do that with Chachila.
Doesn't sound like it, yeah.
It's I mean, we're never able to be Bittul Barov.
Yes, generally not. I wonder if because it's the type of thing that has no brera, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I would think you can't do that either. Okay, but because it has no yesh lo matirin, right, there are no ein lo matirin, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, so then it can be batel. Hey, Joshua. Oh, yeah, I'll be there in a second. We got another 5 minutes here. Tanu Rabbanan. The pasuk says in Behar, I believe, im ga'ol yigal ish mimasro v'lo kol masro. Pratla ma'aseh sheni she'ein bo shavar pruta. There's a pasuk. The Braisa says that a person can redeem their ma'aseh sheni, but only from their ma'aseh. Not all of their ma'aseh can be redeemed. There are some times where your ma'aseh can't be redeemed, which is ma'aseh sheni she'ein bo shavar pruta. That cannot be redeemed. This is against Chizkiyah. Chizki says you could redeem it retroactively.
Mm-hmm.
So itma Rav Ami Amar Einbo. Rav Asi Amar Ein Bechumsho. Huh?
It's talking about what is the...
What doesn't have a Shavar Pruta?
Yeah.
Is it the whole thing? The whole Maaseh Sheni doesn't have a Shavar Pruta? Or is it just the Chumsho that doesn't have a Shavar Pruta?
Which would mean that the Maaseh Sheni could be worth up to five.
Up to five prutas.
In order for the Chumash to be less than a Shavar Pruta.
So the Chiddush here would be that you could not even be Poda five Prutas worth, 499 Prutas worth of Maaseh Sheni. That's the Chiddush.
According to
Rav Asi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Einbo, Rabbi Shimon Malakish Amar Einbo Chumsho. Again, Machlokas, so the whole thing doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, or just the Chumash doesn't. Mesivei, I don't know why it would, what's the logic for the Chumash to have it, but. That sounds like Chizkiyah. Like Chizkiyah, yeah, I have that here. Ubish lama laman da'amar ein v'chumsho. According to the opinion, it says ein v'chumsho, does that the extra fifth doesn't have a Shavar Pruta. Hainu tekatani dayo. That's why it says, it's enough to say, da'af agav debididei isbei, kevin devichum sheleka shapir. Because, it's saying basically, there's enough to be poda, the thing itself, and for the extra, we'll say it goes on, you know, the extra that can't fit, it does not Shavar Pruta, let's say that it goes on the previous stuff. Shapir, elamanda amar einbo, but if according to the opinion that says, that it's referring to the whole mixture doesn't have even a Shavar Pruta. So then my dayo, what does it mean enough? it's not a chiddush to say. I don't see the drasha. What's the word dayo have to do with it? I guess the point is, if the whole thing is not enough value to deconsecrate onto money, so what's dayo sheyomar hu vechum sho? Hu vechum sho. The chum sho would be redundant, I guess. I don't know. Either way, kasha doesn't make sense, and therefore it must be referring to the chum sho alone and not the whole thing, which is not like Chizkiyah. All right, not sure. Ibayelihu. Chumsho milagav or chumsho milavar. Why are we just, I don't know, we're delving into Meister Shani here. How do we get this from Bava Metzia? We're talking about ribis or ona. All right, now we're talking about other extra fees. Ibayelihu. Chumsho milagav or chumsho milavar. Milagav means that you do from the inside amount. So if you've got five pritas, you would be at a sixth. Or do you say that you do it from the outside, meaning after the fact?
So the
whatever a fifth is after.
So then if you have four prutas, you need
a fifth. Right, four, you need a five. Good. Is it five, you need six, or four, you need five? Amar Avina Tashima. Habalim on the bestrim, the chol on the bestrim. If there's someone who's poda, what is it saying? Habalim omrim be'estrim v'chol adam be'estrim habalim kodmim neshim osim v'chol
v'esh. Beis HaMikdash is auctioning off a field.
Okay.
And the original owner offers 20 for it.
Okay.
And somebody else also offers 20 for it. Then the original owner gets precedence.
Neshim osim v'chol v'esh. Wait, the Baalim? Oh, because the Baal will have to add a chomesh.
Right. So the Beis HaMikdash will get more.
Right, because they'll get more. Amar Echad, if somebody says, Harei alai be'esrim v'echad, I'll do for 21, still, ba'alim nosnim esrim v'sheish. This, I guess this is the words of the Mishnah. The Baal will give 26. Because he'll give 21 for the field, and then another 5 afterwards. Because if the Baal wants it, he has to give at least the amounts of everybody else, even though he's going to give ultimately more amounts. But the point is that it says the number 26.
Which means he's giving 5 extra.
Which means he's giving 5 extra. And 5 extra would only be a chomesh if it's milagav. It wouldn't be a chomesh either way.
I think he only has to pay the chomesh on the...
On the 20?
On the 20. Not sure why.
Which would be milagav. That's definitely inside. Okay. So v'esrim mushnayim habalim nosnin esrim v'sheva. If it's 22, he gives 27. V'esrim v'shalosh habalim nosnin esrim v'shmona. He always adds 5, it seems like. V'esrim v'arba habalim nosnin esrim v'teisha. Esrim v'chamesh habalim nosnin l'shloshim. I don't know why the Jinsas say he's got to get 5 extra. Again, it's all based on apparently the principle that he was willing to pay originally. L'vishayin v'osivim chamesh al iloy shel zeh. You don't add a fifth based on the other person's value. You do it based on your own value that you were willing to give. Shema mina, chumsha milavar, shema mina. There we learn that the chumesh is only milavar. If it was a fifth of the inside of the 20, so then you'd only have to give 4 more. Right? A fifth milagav
right.
would be 24 to 20.
Right.
But if it's milavar, so now he's got to add 5. Post factor, you looked at what's a fifth of the 25? Not the fifth of the 20. Yeah. Okay. Shema minal kitsinai v'yasav chamishiso alav shehehu v'chumsho chamisha. That it and itself should be 5. Divrei Rabbi Yoshi. That's Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yonasan omer chamishiso l'chumsho shel keren. It's got to be 5 of the original amount. A fifth of the original amount.
So it's the same machokas.
Hu v'chumsho chamisha. Right. Hu v'chumsho chamisha means 4 and then 5. Because now together they're all 5. Okay. Shkayach.